Hello, good morning. This is Krem from thedailypos.org, and I am here today bringing you another bit of the interview section, which apparently it's been a while since we did any of this. Anyhow, I'm going to be sort of reviving that, or whatever you call it. And joining me today is one of those famed, prominent internet personalities which we so dearly seek to get in our interview section. His name is Slick128, and he hails from that fabled land of... Where are you from again?
I'm a Texan.
Ah, yes, yes. One of those fabled Texadians from over yonder. And we're very glad to have him here today. So tell us, what is the purpose of this interview going to be?
Well, I guess so people can... I really don't know what else to say about it.
I see. Alright, let's start with something a bit simpler. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Well... I have a website. It's not a really great website, but... I mean, it's a nice little forum for my close friends and a few internet friends I have. Mm-hmm. Well, SK also, he told me to come to POS and join and stuff. And I met him in a Spanish class. I think I was in 9th grade whenever that happened. And, yeah, I was kind of watching over POS for a while, but then I finally decided to join. When he kept telling me and bugging me to. And I also like Nintendo a lot.
I see.
That's really about it for me.
So, you mentioned an SK fellow. I believe I've seen him around our site a couple of times, but would you mind shedding a bit more light on who the crap he is?
Well, I don't really know what to say about him. I mean, I guess he's an interesting person.
Do you like his suits? How about his haircuts?
Oh yeah, his haircuts have been pretty interesting over the years.
Yes, I still haven't lost that magic of asking
good questions. Especially the
mullet. Oh yeah, that was... We all had a great time with that one, I think. Forgive and forget, as they always say. I don't know if any of us have truly forgotten, but... Oh well. Moving swiftly along to having forgotten completely what next question I was going to ask. Yes, I see. So you mentioned having a website. This intrigues me.
Well, my website is twilightdoom.com. The name, well, I always liked the word Doom for some reason. And when I came up with it, I had been playing Twilight Princess at the time. And SK sort of made the background for it, too, and it was based on Twilight Princess.
Wait a minute. Didn't that game just come out?
Yeah, the website hasn't been around for too long.
Yeah, that just came out, like, a few months ago, right?
Well, actually, I think it's been out... Actually, I really don't know how long that game's been out for.
Clearly neither of us have done enough fact-checking. Oh well.
But then I can't really say that I got the Twilight name from there, because, I don't know, I always like the two words anyways.
I see. Yes, Doom does have that nice ring of finality about it. Alright, so, you are very much involved in athletics, correct? You were a basketball player, weren't you?
I was back in 6th grade.
I see. Yes, I myself was actually on the my school's soccer team back in the 2nd grade for about 2 months or so before I dropped out. Quite an exciting time, that. But that's for another day. This is your interview, after all.
Well, I was also in soccer when I was like 5 or something, and I did get kicked out of soccer for kicking some kid because I got mad, and yeah, things didn't go too well.
Yeah, soccer never was the happiest of activities for any of us, I don't believe.
Yeah.
Ah, the finer points of life.
The only athletic type of thing I do now is jog a mile every day.
Oh, wow. I'm quite impressed.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I do, though.
I myself like to wrap a bunch of steaks up into a large bundle and kick it a couple thousand times every day, but it's just a bit of a light workout.
Wouldn't you rather eat it?
Now, I've been trying to avoid red meat lately.
Okay.
Regardless, let's see, moving on. Caviar and cigarettes. The two are often mentioned in conjunction, but if you were given the choice between one or the other, which would you prefer?
Oh man, this is a hard question.
Don't make them easy on you.
I'm gonna have to go with the caviar, I guess.
Ah yes, caviar, a classic. I suppose that would put you in the category of reasonable men. That is to say, yeah. You're the one who would choose the, you know, the thing with actual sustenance. Yes, I see. All right, so where was I? That's your question. Where was I?
Yeah, don't really remember where you were at.
Yes, I see. I'll have to refer back to my old list of questions that I had then. Let's see. All right, so tell us some more about your experiences of being the man primarily behind the primary channel for Mafia gameplay on this network. Hang on a minute. No, that's not quite right. Okay, yes, here I was. You do like One Piece, correct? You know, One Piece, right?
I've never seen the show, but I've seen poops of it.
Right, exactly. Okay, see, the thing is, I'm contractually obligated to ask for your opinion on Priest Satori, a supporting antagonist in the Skypiea arc. He first appeared in, I believe it was episode 156. And the question tends to go over a lot smoother with people who are actually familiar with One Piece. Folks don't go for non sequiturs like they used to, you know. So, if I were to ask you that, on a scale of 1 to 10, how awkward do you think it would be?
Maybe 10?
I see. Oh, don't beat around the bush here, do we?
No, I don't.
Alright then. Okay, so. Alright, tell us about the last time you had your picture taken with Owen Pallett. How did you enjoy the experience?
It was alright, I guess. Can't really say much about it.
An admirable sentiment, indeed. Okay, so, let's see. Alright, now for a slightly more personal question, but it's one that I like to ask people just because it helps them to kind of, you know, open up a bit and get a little more comfortable with the entire interview process. If you could only play one video game for the rest of your life, what would you least want it to be?
What would I least want it to be?
Yes.
Oh, man. What is a terrible, terrible game? I would have to say, Altered Beast.
Oh, yes, a true classic indeed. Really?
I can't really think of anything else that's bad at the moment. I know there are bad things.
Yes, many of them indeed. I myself would have picked Donkey Kong. Like the arcade, no, not the arcade game, the NES version, where they only had three levels. Just,
you know,
those same three levels.
I think that too.
Over and over again for all eternity. You know, if it was like the Game Boy version where they had like a couple hundred or something, that would work, but.
Actually, wait, I know a game now. A game that would make me tear every hair off my beautiful head.
Ah, yes. All
I want to be the guy.
game. You'd get used to it after a while.
I don't think I could even stand playing that game forever.
You'd get used to it after a while.
I think I would kill myself.
I
only play that game when I really, really hate myself.
I see. How often did you say this is?
Not very often.
I see. Alright, so on the subject of, I know we've been discussing not video games lately, what with our whole thing of Geeks Anonymous and whatnot. What would you say is your favorite game that isn't a video game?
My favorite game that isn't a video game.
I'll have to think of some better wording for that in the future, but it works for now.
You mean like board games and stuff?
Yeah, like board games and stuff. Card games, you know.
I know there's one I really, really like, but I can't think of it right now.
Whack-a-mole, right?
I don't know about that. I think maybe I would go with
that one.
That game takes too long.
That one where you hit the crocodiles on the noses. They're all coming out of the thing, and you got to hit the crocodiles before they continue surviving, I guess.
Yeah, those are pretty fun, though.
Yeah, I love those. Stupid crocodiles.
Those but man, I can't think of that right now.
Or was it alligators? Damn. Oh, whatever. An excellent choice indeed. Quite admirable. Alright, so, Mr. 128.
Having a hard time there?
No, this isn't dead air at all. I'm KingRick56 of the dailypos.org. My interviewing powers are unstoppable. I'm an endless wellspring of charisma. I never have dead air. That doesn't happen.
You just keep telling yourself that.
I will, thank you. I will, however many times it takes. Oh, I've got one. Alright, out of all the questions that I've asked you so far, which one would you say is the strangest?
I guess maybe the one about One Piece, because I know nothing about it.
I see. Yes, it is quite a, topsy-turvy type of, media thing. Are you at all familiar with the works of Samuel Beckett?
No, I'm not.
Have you ever been to a psychiatrist or taken drugs?
Nope.
How lame is it that I'm pulling very many of these questions from that one interview David Byrne did with himself?
I guess it's pretty lame.
On a scale of 8 to 10.
8 to 10?
Yeah.
I guess I would have to say 9.
Alright, cool. Could be worse. Alright then, any thoughts?
Well, I don't know, I don't really have much to say. I don't really talk that much.
What are your feelings on America?
America?
Yes.
I don't know, this place is alright. I'd actually rather be in Canada.
Yes. That's what all the Canadians keep saying, too.
They'd rather be here?
No, they're pretty happy where they are. A lot of them would rather be in the next province over from where they're at, but that's just kind of grass is greener syndrome, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, I could always go to Iceland.
Uh-huh. We do have a few contacts there.
Yeah.
Yes.
We go visit there sometime. If I ever get the money to, because, you know, a certain person lives there.
Yes. But we don't need to go into detail about that.
Yeah, we don't.
Of course. Alright. So, last question. Saber in blue. Pretty gay, huh?
I don't know much about the guy, really.
Well, that clinches it. Thank you for listening very much, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a Creme at the dailypos.org production. I'd like to very much extend thank yous to our special guest, Slick128. Thank yous.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. And we very much hope that you join us next time here at the dailypos.org. Good night.